I'm joined by Rory and Declan from In Their Thousands, and thanks for coming in, first of all.
Thanks for having us, John.
No bother. And the reason you're here is because you've got a new album out.
Yeah, yeah. So tomorrow.
How long? Well, okay. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Not since you've been here, but since you've had a new album.
Yeah, I suppose so. We've been kind of working hard on it this last while, and it takes a while to get all of the ducks in a row, as they say, in the background of things, to get it ready to go out. And when you spend so much time on it, figure it's better to do it right.
Well, why rush it out? You don't have a record company breathing down your neck, I presume. Mm. You're doing it yourselves. Yeah, so you know, when it's right and ready, it's released.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes music gets released too fast, and if you take a bit of time and really it's just about kind of getting things scheduled and lined up, and if you go off very early and then, you know, you don't have things lined up for the future, then
no, absolutely,
you know, it just makes sense. So you know, just take our time with it, and
yeah, with all the ducks in a row. But it's good. You can't take that bit of extra time to you know, do as many takes as is necessary, and also to just go through it and go through it again and go over it again and change things without a record company saying, listen, this date is looming, you know, what do we have, you know, can you play us a few tracks, you know, how's it shaping up? None of that. So if there's any pressure, it comes from yourselves.
Well, we have to, that's the thing, we need to keep ourselves under pressure, keep each other under pressure, because we're already looking to the next one while all this is happening with this record, because it's all been recorded previously, you know. And because it's all self-funded, it's standing on its own, the organisation of our band really is a thing. It takes a while to get, you need things like PR in place in order to get the proper media push with it and all that there. So it just takes a bit longer whenever we're just functioning on our own.
Yeah. So then there's a few things that need to come together just to, so it's done right. If it's done haphazard, you know, it's just not as effective as you would hope it would be, regardless of how good the material is.
Yeah.
Right. I'm glad we agree on that then. Right. Babs, Rory and Declan are in the studio. So tell me about the song. It came. I had a note on it earlier. Where is? It started at a party. Is that right?
Yeah. The money is spending you. Was basically, we got a good laugh out of that one time. We may have been inebriated as while we were talking about it, but I don't know. It kind of stuck with me, and it just became something that's. I see it happening all the time, anyway.
And went around your head and started developing legs.
It just kind of stuck with me, and then it just came out one time in a kind of a song, and then I just kind of expanded on it. But it's usually when we spoke briefly about finances and things earlier, and how it can, you know, hold things up if you're working independently, or generally just when money gets involved in things, the soul kind of can go out of it a bit, and the heart and what's good about it. And you even see it in politics and modern life. It's the root cause of a lot of arguing and bickering, and it doesn't really bring people together at all. So I thought it was, I think with the album, I think a lot of the time we try to take things like that and try and give it a kind of a positive, give some sort of a positive out of a negative, and try and use it against itself.
Okay. So that's where it all came from.
Yeah.
West for a Thursday afternoon, and I have In Their Thousands. Well, I've half of In Their Thousands with me. That's Rory and Declan, who are here, and we're chatting about the new album, Acrazia, which is officially launched tomorrow in Dublin. You're playing a gig in Dublin.
Yeah, gig in Dublin tomorrow night, album launch show, and the Grand Social.
Great.
Yep.
And an after party.
Yeah.
One of the famous after parties.
It won't be a famous one.
Infamous. So, I mean, the question is, like, a lot of people can, you know, obviously be able for the concert, the gig, but will they be able for the after party?
Well, that's hard to say, John, really.
Time will tell. No tomorrow night. And then the following week would be tomorrow week here in Belfast.
Belfast, yeah, we're going to do... That's just the two gigs we have now for this run to just launch the album.
Yeah.
And we have a couple of festival stuff in the works for the summertime. We're going to Germany to play at a festival.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully some of the Irish ones too. It's all in the works at the moment. So.
Oh, good, good. Well, the launch of the album now is presumably going to help to that end in that, you know, more likely to pick bookings. Or is the case where you get offers, but you just kind of go, I'm just not sure about that, or it doesn't fit our schedule?
Yeah. Well, over the years, when we were younger, any offer that came in, we generally would have went for it. Like, we would have gotten the van and went. And then we kind of learned then that sometimes you have to have a certain standard, you know, you need to be working to, or else... Just the quality of the whole gig, and even the trying to put across your work, kind of suffers a wee bit. So we kind of got a wee bit of sense, maybe, hopefully.
Yeah.
And you can overplay your hand as well, because if you're, you know, in a certain area and you're playing three or four festivals in a relatively short period of time,
sure.
You know,
that's it.
You can have too much of a good thing.
Yeah, you want to pick your battles, really, and do the ones.
But these dates now and festivals and so on, I presume that you're looking forward to getting out there and road testing the songs.
Yeah, definitely. It's a really good feeling to kind of release music. And although it's a kind of a daunting thing, it's good to kind of, in a way, clean the slate and know that you have another body of work ahead of you and get working on that and start developing again, creating. But it's also good to just kind of let these songs kind of just see how they work, how people accept them or how they feel about them and just kind of let them go.
And you won't know until you do road test them or you do try them out. Well, social media is good, I suppose, and then you can put up videos of certain songs, and then depending on the amount of hits and likes and comments and stuff, you get an idea. Do you get a flavour then of what to put in the set list?
You can get an idea from social media and things. You definitely can get an idea. Now, I suppose the real effect of this stuff, that's a recent thing, really, in a way, and that things are calculated by the amount of likes it has online and all, which is, I suppose it does work in a way as an indicator, but I think people's feeling towards it and what people take from the meaning of a song, and if somebody comes to us and says, you know, I really like that lyric, what did you mean there? That's far better than any likes to us online.
Okay, you're gonna do a song for us live, and this is the title track to the album.
Sure.
Would be great.
Yeah.
All right, then.
All right.
And just, I know you've explained it on the show in the past, but just a crazy, it's not a word or a name that too many people would be familiar with. So
yeah, I suppose it's not a common word, but I find that it resonates with people because it's a common feeling. We picked it up on it because there isn't really an English word that sort of describes it. The closest probably would be kind of procrastination, like in the Hamlet sense, Shakespearean sense. But... A crazy is a word that comes from Greek, ancient Greek, that means to know what the right course of action is, but not to follow it.
Okay.
So.
All right, got it. Have the concept. Yeah.
Around and it steals and there's an ocean between where you are and where you want to be. I don't want to waste a moment. I don't want to waste a moment here. I don't want to waste a moment. I don't want to waste a moment here. I don't want to waste a moment. I don't want to waste a moment here at all. No, I don't want to waste a moment. I don't want to waste a moment here. I don't want to waste a moment. I don't want to waste a moment here. I don't want to waste a moment. I don't want to waste a moment here at all. A crazy eye is what you've got. You know what you should do. An ocean in between where you are and where you want to be. In between where you are and where you want to be. In between where you are and where you want to be. Come cross it with me. When there's an ocean in between where you are and where you want to be. In between where you are and where you want to be. In between where you are. Cross it with me. Crazy. See ya. It's what you've got.
Thank you, gentlemen. A crazy, a title track from the new album from In Their Thousands. And it's a double album, 13 tracks, and first time that you have an album actually pressed onto vinyl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all, yeah. You can buy it actually on our website if you want, we'll post it out to you.
Right.
So it's all there, mail order, double vinyl, CDs. Be streaming midnight tonight and all the
sites. Well, there's a couple of the songs there on Spotify already, sure. But the
few
full
singles
album.
Out. Full album will be out from midnight tonight online, yeah. And also you can order the album from us as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, best luck with it.
Thanks,
no doubt.
John.
We will chat again. In the meantime, Declan and Rory, thank you.
Thank you,
okay,
sir.
Okay, thanks.